What did Andy Rooney think of the presidential debate last Tuesday?
Not much.
Let me begin tonight by saying, as nice and sweet as I know how, that I thought last Tuesday's debate between Al Gore and George Bush was about as exciting as synchronized swimming at the Olympics. Right from the beginning, they irritated me. Coming in, Gore threw a kiss to Tipper. Well, it wasn't really for her, it was for us. What he was saying was he's not Bill Clinton. I wasn't impressed because no public display of affection ever convinces me that a guy loves his wife. They started out with a lot of talk about Medicaid and Medicare.
The governor has described Medicare as a government HMO.
My plan sets aside $3.4 trillion for Medicare over the next 10 years.
All I know about health insurance is we all want to live forever, and it's not going to happen. It's my personal opinion that we have too many health plans and not enough doctors. I never thought this would happen to me, but the debate started at 9, and by 9:30, I was hoping there'd be a commercial. A good commercial would have been a relief at that point. They were limited in how long they could speak, so Gore got in on Bush's time with facial expression. Made it clear to us he didn't agree.
He doesn't believe.
Bush had some little gestures of his own. They both had done too much rehearsing, and it came off fake and contrived. Do you think he just thought of that word? Gore referred to locked boxes 7 times.
An ironclad lockbox. Lockbox? A lockbox?
What was that all about? Bush was hung up on fuzzy math.
It's fuzzy math.
Gore seems to think that the rich are at the bottom of all our trouble.
He spends more money for tax cuts for the wealthiest 1%.
I think the rich probably do more for the country than the poor. They both dropped names of unknown little people they thought made them sound like nice guys.
Like Winifred Skinner from Des Moines, Iowa.
The Strunk family in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
So phony. They both thought using the name of the moderator made them sound friendly.
Well, I want to say something, Jim.
Yes, Jim.
If I might, Jim.
Jim.
I've said Jim.
The only thing it made me think was that Jim might make a better president than either one of them.